Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode. This week we're looking at the age-old problem of the fear of running out of time. I truly believe that's probably the biggest fear on this fertility journey. The fear of running out of time, getting too old, missing out. So let's dive into that, see what's behind it, and see what you can do to let it go. Remember to subscribe and leave a review and share the love so other people can find this podcast and help them on their journey. One of the biggest fears on this fertility journey is the fear of running out of time. I'll never forget my first fertility client. We've been working with our gynecologist for so long, 10 years, that he had become like a friend. And when I qualified as a therapist and hypnotherapist, he started referring patients to me. Now, to be honest, fertility wasn't an area I thought about specialising in. But then when I started working with Michelle, it opened up something within me to realise, oh my word, I understand this journey, I get this journey, and I can give back to a community we've been part of for so long. I can help maybe support people in the ways that we craved to be supported on our own journey. So Michelle was 39. She'd had 3 failed IVFs before she came to see me. She came to see me just after her 3rd failed IVF. And she felt incredible pressure to dive straight into her 4th IVF for a number of reasons. One was the clinic was saying that there's some positive changes to the protocol they can make. They were quite optimistic about her doing a 4th round. There's a lot of unspoken pressure from her family, particularly her in-laws who are paying for the treatment. But the biggest one was she was 39. And she felt incredible pressure to do the next IVF and get pregnant before the big 4-0. And it's interesting how psychologically we think 4-0 is this brick wall that on our 40th birthday our fertility is going to drop like a brick. Yes, of course our fertility does degrade over time, but it doesn't drop like a brick on our 40th birthday. We have this psychological pressure. Almost, that's the end. And this pressure creates so much stress and fear. And it puts tension into our body, which means it's more likely to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And let's look at some stats. Sometimes people quote this statistic that a third of women over 35 are not successful trying to conceive for a year. But that statistic comes from the 1700s. A 2004 paper published in Human Reproduction showed that 82% of women between 35 and 39 conceived within 1 year. 82% of women between 35 and 39 conceived within 1 year. And the UK Office for National Statistics figures show that in 1997, there were 14,000 women over 40 having a baby. And in 2017, that figure was 29,000. And that's not just population increase, that the percentage has gone up. And the thing is, expectations are toxic. Expectations really do create self-fulfilling prophecies. They stop us experiencing the possibility and wonder of life. So how do we let go of this fear of running out of time? First is to recognise what fear is. And I talk about this a lot because fear often is quite prevalent on this journey. And I'm not scared of repeating myself because sometimes we hear these things more than once. But fear really is the misuse of imagination. The truth is you don't know when you're going to get pregnant. You don't know what's going to happen in the next 10 minutes, let alone an hour, week, month, 6 months. We just cannot predict the future the future is an incomplete equation by its very nature. We were told we would never get pregnant naturally. There's no point even trying. 1 in a billion chance it would happen naturally is what we were told. But guess what? It happened naturally. It did happen. Doctors are great at diagnosis. They can tell you what's happening in your body in this moment. They're not very good at prognosis, because nothing can predict the future. So the more we see what fear is, the more we see it, it's not any indication of you or your future, because nothing can predict that. It's imagination in this moment. Now, insecurity and imagination are a toxic combination. Have this party in your head that's so plausible, it's so realistic. It gives you all the evidence why you need to believe it. But it's still fantasy. The bottom line is, nothing can predict your future. And the fear is fueled by a fear of not being content, not feeling fulfilled, not having a sense of purpose. All these things we think actually having a baby will give us. The fear is based on the thought that thinks we need a baby to have those things, and it's scared it's not going to happen. So thus it thinks you're never going to be relaxed and safe and secure and content. And it literally is the fight or flight syndrome kicking in from childhood. That mammalian part of our brain just wants to be loved, the pack to be secure, and our position, the pack to be secure. It starts thinking all the things we need to think to create that. If we don't feel that, or get a sense of that growing up, there's any kind of self-doubt that we're not okay unless we behave in the right way or meet other people's expectations, we become outside in. I'm okay if, I'm okay when. And we're looking for external validation, external circumstances to reinforce that we're okay on the inside, that we're good enough, that we're worthy enough, we are enough. And it starts being maybe exam results or career and all sorts of things. And that fear is scared you're not going to be okay. But the truth is, you came into the world as a baby, complete, whole. When was the last time you saw a baby and thought there's something wrong with them, they weren't complete? When an adult looks at a baby in the eye, it's like two souls connecting. That's why when an adult looks at a baby in the eye, all their worries and stresses just melt away. Because they're being brought back to the present moment. And without knowing it, they're being reconnected to their true self. That knows they're okay for who they are in this moment. That knows they need nothing to be okay. It just doesn't matter about those things. They're okay. Doesn't mean we don't want to create wonderful things in our lives. But it means we don't need them. Because we have this sense of innate well-being within us. When I first experienced that myself, I say I was a worrier. I was constantly thinking I wasn't okay. Can ever be fully present, and deep down underneath that, it was a fear of not being loved, fear of not being lovable, fear of not being good enough. And it was like all my life, I've been thinking life was this maze, and I've been trying to find this center, this place called home. Trying every corner, every turn, is it this way? Do I need this? Once I go this? And when I saw through all those thoughts, those beliefs, those stories, when I did my own kind of Project U journey, I found home. I found this place of peace within me that knew I was okay. I felt more connected to this energy behind life that is unconditional love. And it was like I was in the middle of the maze in this place called home, looking out. Seeing all sorts of possibility and opportunity and a sense of wonder about the future, the unknownness of the future. I'd found home. And that's my wish for you, is you find your home. Sometimes people think I create babies. I don't create babies, I create families. I want people to know who they really are within themselves. That impacts themselves, impacts their relationship, impacts how they parent, it creates the container for this baby to come into. This container of love and possibility for this baby to come into. And that's my wish for you, that you would find home. Because without knowing it, you are home. Without knowing it, this is who you are. I thought it was somewhere to get to without realizing, no, it's a place to come from, because we're there already. We just don't know it. We just think we need something to be okay. We just think we're not okay. But underneath all that thinking, our soul knows we're here, we're home, we are okay. Come home. Everything you need is here.